Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. 2021 has just started, Heather, and it's already been a busy time for the Beef Council. Tell me about that.
Well, January has already been a busy month. We created a dining guide for those attendees coming to the Cattlemen's Congress who might not be that familiar with Oklahoma City and the wonderful restaurants in the various neighborhood districts. We highlighted popular beef items at many of the restaurants and showcased local choices. In addition, we continued our Quality Assurance Incentive Program with the juniors participating at Cattlemen's Congress. We want to start the cattle kids early in thinking about the importance of beef quality assurance certification. On the community front, we provided another 2,000 beef sticks with a message of gratitude for physicians and nurses at hospital systems managing high levels of COVID-19 patients. We are so incredibly grateful for their dedication, and this was one small way to say thank you from Oklahoma's beef farmers and ranchers.
Learn more about how your checkoff's working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Today's cattle futures market actually finished pretty quiet and uneventful throughout the trading session, but February live cattle down 45 at 116.05. April's up 7 at 122.75. The June's down 22. August down 30 on the live cattle. October down 47. A really quiet day. Feeder cattle finished 7 higher. Today was their last trading day. It looks like their final tick is 135.70. Tomorrow after the close, they will release the latest feeder cattle index, which will be the final settlement price for the January, but it's usually within 10 or 20 cents. The index, we talk about a lot, but it's a weighted average over 7 days. So they take all of the cattle that change hands in a 12-state area, including Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and up through kind of the central part of the United States, and all the cattle between 700 to 900 pounds, and then they take the total dollars and divide it by the total weight, and that gives you your feeder cattle index. So the index really does reflect the cash market, and that's where the January feeder cattle futures will expire to that price, whatever that price ends up being tomorrow. The reason they use tomorrow's numbers is because that includes cattle that trade today. So tomorrow they'll add that number up and put that out, and that'll be the final tick for the January feeders.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd Annual All-Breed Bull Sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366.
Well, the grain trade was a little bit more eventful. We gave a lot back today in the wheat and soybeans, but the corn, on the other hand, was able to kind of survive a little bit. The March corn up 0.75 cents at 534.5. May was up a penny, but out there in December on that new crop, it was down 4 at 438. Soybeans a little less fortunate here, down about 20 to 21 cents, with November at $11.32, down 17. The wheats were both anywhere from 7 to 10 cents lower here, with July Kansas City wheat down 9.75 at 626. And then cotton's giving it back here, down about 87 or 90 points. I didn't really see any real obvious news that was driving cotton higher, but had been one of the most steady rallies I can remember in any of these commodities, just a smooth uptrend going back 6 or more months. So it wouldn't really surprise me if we did have a bit of a pullback. The other thing is China continues to buy the corn. Overnight, they bought 1.7 million metric tons. So just some estimates here, they bought 1.36 million, then 600,000, and 1.7. So like somewhere around 3.7 million metric tons of corn this week. That's a huge number of corn, and I think that's probably why the corn market held together.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.